The Domestic Terrorism Protection Act was proposed before the worst school shooting this country's seen in nearly a decade, in which 19 children and two teachers were murdered in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. The latest version of the bill, which has passed the US House of Representatives, was initially in response to the massacre in Buffalo, New York, a week prior, a racially motivated attack which left 10 black people dead. The law would have required federal agencies to address the threats posed by white supremacists and other violent extremists. But Republicans stood firm against the proposal, insisting it wouldn't place enough emphasis on combating the far left and that it could be misused to censure political opponents. Negotiations will continue while Congress is away on recess in an effort to try to forge a potential agreement. Benji Hire, Washington.